877 Now Gold.
In transition.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
ESPN, courtesy of the call, as Arizona runs UCF off the floor. This segment, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at progressivecommercial.com. So, yesterday, your boy is out sick. Am I, just quick poll, people on the show, I'm almost 43. Am I too old to say your boy? Or am I still in like the range where that's okay? Kenny says I'm not too old for that. Okay. Tyler says I'm good also. All right. The millennial, are you guys millennials or Gen? I guess they're Gen Z. The Gen Z members of our crew think that it's okay. So I'm gonna go with them. So your boy's out sick yesterday. And there's literally nothing to do except watch and bet college basketball all day. Oh, yeah. And look, you know I'm honest. I don't BS. And also, like, the guys on the crew can corroborate this. 3-0 for me yesterday. BYU, which, if BYU hadn't covered, it's just like, this stuff, betting college basketball is so infuriating. And I know if you bet it, whether you bet it all season or just in March, you know how infuriating it can be. It basically always just comes down to the end of the game and like, how stupid is the game going to get with 18 to 21 year olds? Well, I guess now we have like 28 year olds and former NBA players playing college basketball, but you get the point. I would have freaked out, man, if BYU had not covered. Thankfully, BYU did. North Carolina somehow pulls a cover out of its derriere. What was the first game I bet yesterday, guys, that covered? I can't remember. I'll look it up right now. It was BYU and Carolina later in the day. The first game was, let's see, was, Miami. Yeah, had Miami, which was great. Miami beating Louisville. That was really good. So anyway, I'm going to take this now into a Friday. And we're going to look to keep the good times rolling. So joining me now is we're going to talk about, and at some point, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, will put together a piece of imaging that I've been asking for since I think like 2025. Let's talk about bets, which we somehow still don't have, despite the request being made like 3 months ago. So we will imagine calling this Let's Talk About Bets, like the Salt and Pepper song, Let's Talk About Sex. So let's talk about bets, baby. So Kenny, hit us with some kind of music bet here. And let's talk about some of the big games today with our college basketball bettors on the show. Myself, Tyler, and Kenny. Hello, gentlemen. How are we feeling today on this Friday? Tyler, first word to you.
I'm excited. A lot of basketball. I'm feeling a lot better. I was sick with you, but I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling like I'm back.
But you did the show yesterday. You haven't missed any shows.
No, I've just been quietly dying in the corner.
Tyler, a real man, unlike me, who took the day off yesterday. Kenny, how we feeling on this Friday?
Great. A lot of basketball, a lot of bets. Let's get into it.
But just this YouTube comment from our buddy Bob, who said, Nick, is that really you working on a Friday? You'll get this for the next like month, and then later, suckers, until September. All right. Let's talk some games for today. We got Ohio State and Michigan, guys, tipping off at noon. Michigan, about 12.5. It looks like Ohio State's getting bet right now. 155.5 the total. Any thoughts on this game in the Big Ten? And we'll do this for each of them. Tyler first, then Kenny. If you want to pass the game, that's fine. But I want to get everybody's thoughts on the big games today.
Yeah, I have nothing in this game. Ohio State's been playing amazing at the end of the season. Well, wouldn't be surprised if they kept this game close, but I got nothing here. Michigan has been like such a weird team since that Duke game. I kind of just want to see more what they're going to do in this conference tournament than anything. So I have no bets in this game.
I'm taking the points with the Buckeyes. Ohio State plus 12 and a half. I like the way they've been playing. Michigan probably wins this game, but Michigan knows it's locked into a number one seed. Like I said, they probably win, but give me the Buckeyes plus the 12 and a half. I love the way they've been playing.
I actually think if I had to bet the game, I would also bet Ohio State, but like I don't think it would be surprising if Michigan won by a million. And Ohio State's like in the tournament now, right? Ohio State's off the bubble. Ohio State's going to be an NCAA tournament team, so maybe missing like that motivation. Obviously, it's a rivalry, not even close to being like what the football rivalry is. I could see a bunch of different things happening that will lead me to pass this game today. I do have a bet on this game. Oh, man. It's not good. Florida, 11.5 against Kentucky, 159.5 the total. So this is Kentucky's third game in 3 days, right? And Florida's first game of the SEC tournament. Tyler, Kentucky and Florida, anything in this game?
Don't you kind of want to lay with Florida here? Kentucky's kept both games close. Florida's been on a roll. 11.5. Florida's just been dump trucking teams all season. Now, the first two games, they were kind of close when they played them. Florida wouldn't have covered either of these, even the first two games. Kind of think they're rolling them in this game. I kind of.
All right, so Tyler likes Florida. Kenny?
I like Florida as well. I think this feels like a Florida smash spot. We had a lot of people come on this show and say Florida's going to roll through this tournament, so I'm going to take Florida here.
I bet Kentucky.
God bless.
Good luck.
It's rough out here in these streets. So what was the line on? And look, I understand because the counter to what I'm about to say or the answer is going to be because Kentucky's playing their third game in 3 days. Like that's the answer. What was the line when these two teams played at Florida over the weekend? Like 9.5.
Yep.
And now it's 11.5. I get it. Even though it's a new, like, I understand. Like that's the answer. I get it. I know Kentucky's the. Supposed to be the best team money can buy. I'll take the points with Kentucky. We'll see how it goes. Give me Kentucky plus 11.5 against Florida. Okay, moving down the and we're only going to do like the big games. I have passed this game. It looks like Illinois has been getting bet. The Illini out to a 9.5-point favorite against Wisconsin. 156.5 the total. Tyler,
love the over in this game. First two times these guys played, they scored 182 points. I mean, both offenses are rolling right now. Wisconsin even more so. Love the over.
I might be a little biased because I have Wisconsin 40-1 to win the tournament, but I'm taking Wisconsin. I'm not going to bet them on the money line, but I like the 9.5. I like the Illinois getting bet out. I saw this number at around 7.5, 8.5 this morning, so I love the 9.5. I don't think Nolan Winter, the big man for Wisconsin, is going to play, but I think Wisconsin's able to keep this game close.
All lines, of course, courtesy of our show sponsor, BetMGM. Kenny, if you did not have that future on Wisconsin, would you bet Wisconsin to win the game?
Yes. I think they win, or at least... I mean, now that the number's drifting out, the money line price just continues to get longer. Yes, definitely. No doubt.
Wisconsin plus 3. I'm trying to think, do I want to bet Wisconsin money line? Just for support of my friend. I may do that. Oh, baby. We have a huge flip. So Vandy, not a huge flip, but we flipped favorites. Vandy was a small favorite against Tennessee. Obviously, these two teams played over the weekend. Tennessee missing its best player. Vandy won that game, but he's back. Nate Amend scored 27 yesterday for the Vols in the win against Auburn. Tennessee is now the favorite in this game. But we'll call it 1.5, 145.5. I bet Tennessee this morning. I'm in on the Vols already. Give me Tennessee to win against Vandy. Tyler.
Yeah, Nate Amend's all the way back. He dominated that second half of the game. I have no bets in this game. I know Kenny has a strong play, a strong lean into it in this one.
Yeah, I think Vanderbilt's one of the most underrated teams in the country. They're ranked 13 in KenPom. They're supposed to be like a 5 seed, though. I know Tennessee's like right behind them. They're 14th, so it's like neck and neck. So makes sense. But Tennessee needed that 20-0 run to come back and beat Auburn yesterday. So I'm going to fade Tennessee today. And I like I said, Vandy, I feel like nobody talks about them as a top 15 KenPom team. So I like Vanderbilt today.
So you and I, Kenny, will be going heads up here. I have Tennessee, Kenny with Vanderbilt. Couple more. We will go to, this is not one of the biggest games of the day. Market moving against me here. St. John's out to 8.5 against Seton Hall, 133.5 in the Big East. I took the points with Seton Hall. Am I crazy, Tyler?
I love Seton Hall in this game. In the first two games St. John and Seton Hall played, they were both close too. So, and Seton Hall lost both those games. I mean, Seton Hall's riding with some, like, they have some high vibes right now. And I think they're going to keep this game close and they're going to cover.
I don't have anything in this one. I'm just reluctant to bet the Big East tournament. I just think it's going to be UConn, and I didn't like any of the futures prices. So I'm not betting anything in the Big East, really.
All right, so Kenny will be passing the Big East games. Okay, couple more. Purdue, 3.5 against Nebraska, 143.5 the total. I'm up money this week. I bet Purdue money line -170. If I had to bet the game, I would lay the points with Purdue. Tyler, any disagreement here on Purdue Nebraska?
I have nothing in this game, but I kind of want to back Purdue with you because you've been so passionate about this Purdue team all season. So I'm going to follow you on this one. So I'm going to take your side here, Purdue.
Well, I had them against Michigan, and Michigan beat them by a million. So I don't know if I've always been. I don't know if I've always been right about that. I do like Purdue to get against Nebraska. Kenny, anything on this game quickly?
Yeah, I'm actually going to do a Purdue money line, and if we get to this game, Arizona money line parlay, two leg.
Oh, we're getting to. Oh, I love that Purdue Arizona money line parlay. I'm going to say what does that pay? I'll tell you right now, Arizona and Purdue +147. I'm betting this also. I love Arizona today against Iowa State in the Big 12. Arizona's 3.5. 143.5 the total. Iowa State has won its first two Big 12 tournament games by, what, about 500 points? Now taking on Arizona. I think this is setting up for Arizona to win this game by double digits. Give me Arizona. Kenny also likes Arizona. Tyler, thoughts on this one, Arizona-Iowa State?
I am completely with you on Arizona. Iowa State's a lot better on neutral sites than they are on the road, but I think Arizona's going to kill them. So I love Arizona, and they might be your future national champions.
Tyler, your favorite bet of the day is in the Alabama-Ole Miss game. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, I think Alabama's going to run this team off the court. Ole Miss was up like 23 points against the Georgia yesterday, and they completely ran out of gas. It's their third game in 3 days. Alabama will run it up on you, and this is not the team you want to go off against when you're running out of gas. They just go up and down the court and play with the highest tempo in the country, so I love Alabama in this game. I think they run them off the floor 1-20.
And Kenny, you have a future on Miami to win the ACC. If you did not have that future, would you take 3.5 with Miami against Virginia?
Yeah, I'd take the 3.5. I'd take the money line. A little bit of bias because I do have the future.
Oh,
but
man.
I do respect Virginia, too, but I like the Hurricanes more. I think this Hurricanes team's going to make a run when we get to the tournament, and it probably starts with an ACC.
I got to tell you something. I'm going to have so many bets today. Please bet responsibly. I am going to bet responsibly. Please bet responsibly. We'll group the final two games in together. UCLA, Michigan State, Sparty, 5.5, 139.5 the total. Donovan Dent, first triple-double in Big Ten tournament history last night for UCLA. And let's group that in with Houston, 6.5 against Kansas, 135.5. And let's do one more. Duke, 10.5 against Clemson, 132.5. Tyler, plays on any of those three games?
Out of all those, I think Kansas is going to be Houston today. Houston is not looking impressive the more and more I see him play. So I like Kansas. Now, I'm not going to bet the game, but I wouldn't be shocked if Clemson kept the game close against Duke. Duke was not impressive yesterday.
Duke beat Florida State by 1. Kenny, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm same as Tyler. Clemson +11.5 and Kansas +5.5. And I'm going to take a little bit of Kansas money line. Darren Peterson money line. I think Houston's regressing as a team. I just don't see them covering this number, and maybe Kansas wins outright.
I was not going to bet this game, and then you said Darren Peterson money line, and it sounds really good. I don't know. Listen, I'm going to bet some of these games just to bet. I am going to bet responsibly, so if you, the listener or viewer, are going to bet these games just because we like them, you can do that. Please bet responsibly. Like, don't have a bad weekend financially just because you listen to us on bets. We are more than capable of losing bets. We can win them also, but just saying. We'll finalize our betting cards for today at the end of the show. Not just college hoops, but the NBA and the World Baseball Classic as well. On the other side, what's the sickest you've ever been in your life? I've got a story from the other night that I can't wait to share with all of you. We'll do that next on Westwood One Sports.
This exact time last year, the Seahawks signed their eventual Super Bowl winning QB, Sam Darnold. Which free agent signing could make the same impact? We'll tell you about the NFL moves you need to know. Westwood One Sports.
If you need a new appliance, this is your sign. Shop at Lowe's now to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. A new appliance now means an easier to-do list later. Our best lineup is at Lowe's. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000. Use code GO.